Hey everybody, welcome back to Love People and Make Money. You're here with Kelly McCauzy and my guest, Jennifer Burke from MightyMarketingMojo.com. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, Kelly.
You guys, this is episode number 87. And Jennifer has absolutely no idea what I'm going to ask her. So,
no, none. We are flying by the seat of our pants today.
I want to like go crazy with the first question and ask you something really scary, but I won't.
Can you make that the third question, maybe?
I reached out to a few people recently and said, hey, I just need you to get on my schedule to do a podcast mm-hmm. interview. I'm working on this massive content refresh here at Love People and Make Money. And I'm developing a new learn from these experts section. I haven't decided exactly what I'm going to call it yet, but basically it's a set of pages where I feature someone, and that page links to all of the content on my website that they have been involved in. So
cool.
If you've ever written a guest blog post for me, been a podcast guest, participated in a collaboration, that content is tagged. So then I create the page that says, hey, learn from this expert, Jennifer Burke. She's awesome. She's really good at these things. And here's the content where you can get to know her more.
What a great way to feature people in your community, Kelly.
Yes. And with the tagging, building that anytime you participate in a new collaboration or submit another guest blog post, like it just builds. So how cool will that be years from now when there's like this whole little curated library of Jennifer's awesomeness on my website?
Also, I may just, you know, I might need to do some additional guest posting and collaborating so that there's more stuff on the page. Then
I think so. I mean, that might actually be a big part of the strategy here to fill my website with content.
Always thinking.
You know, we're content marketers and community builders, and content creates community and community creates content.
I've absolutely learned that from you. And I take it to heart when you tell us, you know, you can't be around your people and not come up with ideas, you know, for content.
Yes.
It's like I wasn't sure what my Facebook Live for today was going to be, and discussions with my community and my people. I'm like, oh, we're all talking about this particular topic. Well, then, you know, or at least several of them have. I'm like, cool. That's what today's video is going to be. There you go. Content. Boom.
Yep. Yeah. I did a Q&A call yesterday for my intentional inbox resource, which led to a little idea that so captured my imagination. I went ahead and recorded a podcast focused on that idea today before we got into Zoom together. So I'm creating two podcasts today.
Which is excellent, because my email today is all about batching up content. And when you're in the flow, just go.
Yes.
And about some of my friends who batch up podcasts and batch up videos. I'm like, look, if I have a good hair day going, then let's just record a whole bunch of videos all at once.
Yes.
So there you go. Absolutely. Be in the flow.
Yeah, you're here because you're someone I think people can learn from.
Why, thank you.
So that makes me happy.
Oh, it makes me happy too. I mean, I've learned so much in being in community with you, you know, not just about content marketing, but about community and community building. So much. So I'm very excited that you reached out. So are we at the scary question yet, Kelly?
Well, actually, this is the timing of this creating of this podcast is perfect, because we're creating this in early December, and mm-hmm. You're about to open up registration for your Write Your Damn Emails Challenge that's running
in January.
So,
yes, I am. It's the thing that has me both excited, nervous, and nauseous all at the same time.
Well, I'm excited to talk about that because some of my listeners know that I've run the I Dare You to Email Challenge for the last 3 years. And it has been super successful, super fun. It has created exactly what I wanted. And yet at the end of the last challenge, I knew I was complete. I knew that.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
That's amazing that you knew that. You're like, you know, I'm not going to push it just because somebody else wanted it from you.
Each year I wrote 30 unique email prompts. And in the third year writing 30 new prompts, I felt challenged by it. I kept having to look back at my prompts and go, did I do this already? Like, I want them to be unique. And after having written 90 unique email writing prompts, I just thought I might be able to eke out a few more, but I won't be excited about them because honestly, those 90 prompts is all anyone would ever need because you recircle back to ideas. You don't. So I thought, well, all right, maybe I want to run the challenge, but I just don't want to promise them email prompts. But the little bit of feedback I got was that, oh, we love the prompts. So I just thought, you know what? Now it feels like work. And now I just feel complete here. Like I'm done. And so I made that announcement that I don't want to do it anymore. It's been fun, but now I'm done. And then Jennifer.
and then Jennifer freaked out a little bit that you weren't going to do that because I've participated in the challenge all 3 years. The challenge, well, all of your challenges are fantastic and wonderful, and all of them have changed my business in various and many ways. But the I Dare You to Email Challenge changed things maybe the most. I changed my email software in the middle of the first challenge because it was so important to finally get this right and stop playing around with email and to have created a habit. And I literally have in a sheet somewhere how many thousands of words I've written since that first part of that challenge and how many emails I've sent. And it's staggering. And I wouldn't have had that habit if the challenge hadn't kicked me in the butt for 30 days to do it. And no, I haven't sent all of the emails I've written all of the 3 years, but the format and the structure of the support and accountability of the challenge is absolutely what I needed. And I'm like, oh no, we can't have that go away. And I knew so many other people, both in your community, my community, in our overlapping communities who keep saying, I don't know what to write. I don't know what to do. How do I get into the habit of email? I'm like, challenge people. We're going to have an email writing challenge. So yeah, there was what I would consider a ballsy moment in September when Kelly said she wasn't going to do it. And I'm like, I want it.
Yeah,
I don't even know how the words came out.
Let's talk about that ballsy moment. So I have expressed I'm not going to do it. I'm complete. How scary was it to say, I would like to do it?
Totally, because the first reaction, and I think the reaction several years ago for me would have been, oh, but I loved that thing and I can't believe she's not going to do it. And, you know, would there have been whining and poking it like, oh, but please do it again. And Kelly would have been like, no, I don't want to. It's not fun anymore. And I'm like, oh, and I'm so sad. And then I go looking for somebody else's challenge. And the difference in business growth was when the words came out of my mouth. I'm like, no, I want to run it. Not just that I want to be in it. And I can tell you I'm sitting out on the deck. And I'm looking in the sun and I voxered you. And before I could probably even think, it was, as you would say, a complete moment of essence when I voxered you and say, I want the challenge. Not just that I want you to run it. I'm like, no, I want to know if I can have it. Can I make it mine and do it my way? And, you know, before I could even think twice, I'm like, okay, stop, Voxer, get off the phone call before you say something else.
It Well, and my response to it is, fuck yeah. Oh, damn it. I shouldn't have said the F word. Now I'm going to have to mark this explicit.
Oh, no. What? I already said it's the write your damn emails challenge, and now we're worried about, uh-oh.
I don't think damn crosses the explicit line the way that the F word does. My response is yes. Like, I was nothing but excited because you did participate all 3 years, because you did develop a kick-ass email marketing habit. It's not just, oh, that was fun, I want to do it. You genuinely have personal, real world experience in becoming a consistent email marketer. And so you have the credibility to pick it up and run it. You're not just repeating what someone else has said. You've got your own experience now to share with others.
And it meant the world. It still means the world to hear that from you. And at least for me right now, the idea of writing the emails and writing the prompts is still new and exciting. It's a topic I feel like I leaned into, and I feel like I've been talking about email for the last probably 2 years in my own community with my own people. And I keep building workshops and gifts and lead magnets and webinars. And, you know, I don't know that that's the only thing I'm going to be known for is email, but if it is, you know, I'm probably okay with that. You know, there are other techie bits that I help clients and stuff with, but email is just so freaking important. But it was really interesting when you talked about, you know, there was no inspiration and it was dragging on you to write the prompts last year. And I had to be very careful not to go and open any of the existing prompts when I'm starting to write out my 30, and knowing that, okay, there's probably others that are going to come to me and there's a mix, you know, and is it possible that some of them have been inspired by other things and other people have written? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But that was the other thing that surprised me, was when I started literally writing out prompts and they're in the guide, I'm like, oh, they're rolling right now. And I'm sure there'll come a point in time where, you know, they're not. But yes, I appreciate that that's coming from the experience of both of observing and doing, and then doing, and then doing some more. And yeah, to show that anybody else can be like me and go from inconsistent, haphazard email to at least slightly more strategic and definitely more consistent email.
I loved the moment when you said, hey, I want to do this. And if I had any doubt in my completion, that would have been the moment where I would have been like, wait a minute. But I felt nothing but excited that the invitation gets to continue to be put out there, and I don't have to do it. I am totally complete there. Now the 90 email prompts that I've written, they're going into a Kindle book, because I don't want to sell a product like that. But I don't want those 90 prompts to not be available to people who would like it.
They were evergreen. So, they were, you know, absolutely. That's a great evergreen product.
Yeah. But I'm just going to publish them as a Kindle book and get them up there. And then it's a cool resource.
And a great way to repurpose content.
Yes.
Another thing both of us are big fans of, folks. Recycling doesn't just save the environment, it saves your business.
Yeah. And I'm always wanting more of a presence on Amazon. And I struggle with it. Like, I have a list of things to put on Kindle and I rarely make it a priority. But I'm going to prioritize this one because I want it to be up there as we share this challenge.
Awesome. And, you know, at least now I still have a goal to aim for in the Stretch Yourself Content Challenge because I've not played with Kindle. So.
Yeah.
But I am. I'm excited about it. I'm nervous about it. It was the biggest. I don't know if it's the biggest. It's one of the bigger get out of my comfort zone and do something new. And then it's also a constant since the idea came up in September to not overthink it, to just keep going. Just keep doing this. Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Because the other thing about challenges like this is they can be fun. They're community builders. It's the entire point of being with other people. That's why I'm much better at taking group exercise classes than going to the gym on my own. You know, it's other people to encourage you, to support you, to cheerleader. Oh, they had an idea. Oh, you're that's how you took that prompt. Oh, I didn't think about it that way. Or, you know, that yes, this can apply whether you're a parenting coach or a book writing coach or you're a technical writer, that there's so many different ways that you can adapt that. And I can't wait to see what the community comes up with and who joins me in that community in January.
Yeah. It's interesting when you're providing prompts for a wide group of people, there's some people that will immediately understand. They'll bring their creativity to the prompt and adapt it to their community perfectly. And then there's always another person who goes, I don't know how to use this for my people. My niche is different. And that's where the challenge environment allows them to seek support. Like, hey, help me figure out how this fits for my people. I like the brainstorming process.
Absolutely.
And at the same time, like there's a little impatience on my part when someone constantly says, I don't know how to use this. I don't know how to use this. I don't know how to use this. My niche is different. It's like, well, I can't do it for you, honey. I can't do it for you.
Yeah. I mean, we both know there's a lot of business owners out there who, you know, yes, you can hold hands and lead them to the proverbial horse and water and to drink. And here's the emails. But at some point in time, and that's why the challenge is like a little more handholding. Like, okay, this is how this works. And you've got all these other people and here's the inspiration. But at the end of the day, it's got to be in you. You have to go and sit down and create the content. And you know your audience, or at least I hope you do. You know, I'm not a mom. I'm not a parenting coach. I don't know the right things to say to them, but I can help you try and brainstorm so that you can maybe get out of your own head and out of your own way so you can go write the emails.
Yeah. And you know, another reason that I feel really comfortable with you running this challenge is that you have seen it modeled that you don't have to have all the answers. You've seen me facilitate the magic of the community. You know, if someone says, I don't know how to use this prompt, that doesn't mean you have to automatically give them the answer. You can sit back and go, well, what do y'all think? Anyone have an idea for her? Like, I've seen you facilitate in that way. So I know you won't get bogged down in too much responsibility for everybody's results, because that can be exhausting.
I can imagine it would be, absolutely. And it's probably why I wouldn't have done this something years ago like this. And it's why I've run other challenges, 30 days, 10 days, and they evolve from being like completely email only in a few calls. As part of those, as my confidence grew, as my experience grew in certain areas, and yes, as facilitation grew, and to get to the point where it's much more about the community and the community helping each other. And like, well, what do you think? How are you using this? The same way when I ran a Trello using challenge, and I had a lot of different people with very different businesses backgrounds. And then I'm like, well, cool. Show each other. What are you doing? Share it with each other. And how they got ideas. And I'm like, I hadn't thought about doing it that way. Oh, I hadn't seen it that way. And again, that all goes back to the magic of community and making sure that in the two weekly coaching calls, group calls that we're doing, that there's going to be dedicated brainstorming time. Like, here, you're going to go in a breakout room and Zoom, and let's go brainstorm together and tap the creativity of of your community members.
Yeah. Jennifer, you have come so far. You've implemented and built your experience and developed your own perspectives, and you've stretched for years. And like, what do you dream of being next for you? Like,
I want to be Kelly when I grow up. No, it's partly a joke and partly true.
What do you want to be doing?
You know, I love the idea of growing, you know, a community around me. I referring to my email folks as my community, to continue to offer mixes of challenges and trainings and workshops. It was one of your events where I truly embraced, despite the fact that I had gone back to school to become a professor, I hadn't embraced the notion of being a teacher. And that's what I want. I want to keep teaching, and that it isn't, you know, about me. And I have to admit, I'm still trying to figure out, what does that exactly platform look like? Is it more challenges? Is it more group workshops? I also love working with clients one-on-one. I love seeing the light come on their eyes and they're like, oh, I get it now. All the pieces finally tied together. You know, that's how the lead magnet got, you know, we worked together I did a demo. We built landing pages using some software with somebody yesterday. And it was genuine smiles and relief at the end. She's like, I had no idea that the tool I already have could do that. You know, so part of me wants to say bigger, and the other part of me says, no, I don't need bigger. I have a very big, wonderful life as it is. I'm not giving just for the goodness of my heart, but you know, at the same time, I have a lot of freedom and leeway to go explore whatever it is that I want in Mighty Marketing Mojo. And I recognize, you know, that privilege. So that's a complete non-answer, Kelly.
Well, I think about my experience over the years. You know, there was a time when I did graphics and websites for other people. Mm-hmm. There's a time when I did writing for other people. There was a time when my coaching was very technical and hands-on and let's do it together. And now there's a phase where my coaching at, like, I'm still very much content marketing and community building driven. But it's all about the mindset that supports creating great content. And less about here's how you implement that content in your WordPress. Like, here's how you, like, I don't want to teach the technical stuff. I don't even want to keep up to date on the technical stuff. I just want to let that rest in someone else's hands. So, you know, we just have these, iterations where we're always leaning into something. Our curiosity is always taking us somewhere new. And I've seen that with you too.
Thank you. And I think that's where we're both very complimentary, because I feel like, and when I jokingly said I want to be like Kelly, I'm almost where you were several years ago. I'm still very hands-on with let's do it together. Let's figure out the technical solutions at the same time. I'm also like, no, I am not going to learn everything about WordPress because I can't. Yeah. And I can't keep up with necessarily every new social media scheduling tool, but I can still help folks figure out how to ask the right questions and find the solutions they need. And we can still put the pieces together. And so to some degree, yes, I see that's the next evolution, is me doing, you know, continuing to do more of the teaching of the, here's how you go do the things. And when you need to get stuck and you need the mindset work, you really need to go work with Kelly, or you really need to go work with, you know, with so-and-so. And for you to go, no, I don't want to help you set up a member and your email software and everything else, go talk to Jennifer.
Yeah. I've done a lot of referring this year, more than any other year, you know, letting people know, there was a time when I loved doing that, but now I recommend this person. Jennifer, thank you so much for spending time. Letting, I didn't ask you any scary questions. Really?
No, I'm still waiting. Where's the scary question?
Nothing scary. Nothing scary. So listeners, come to lovepeoplemakemoney.com. You're looking for episode number 87. For this episode, the show notes and the link to the Write Your Damn Emails Challenge. And go act like an email marketer in January.
Absolutely. Like, if you've got even one person to talk to on your list, even if they're your cousin or they're your favorite coworker, you have a community. They're waiting to hear from you. Go act like it.
Yes. Yes. Jennifer, thank you. Everybody, thanks, I'll Kelly. See you in the next episode.